الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده والنبي ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Beginning the khutbah til Jummah today, praising Allah. Thanking Allah, walhamdulillah, for so many blessings we cannot count them. Subhanallah, the gift of this guidance from Allah, Quran. The gift, walhamdulillah, of the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And those that followed them, walhamdulillah, in the example of all of the Anbiya, sending a very, very simple message to all of humanity for all time. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on them and their families, their companions, and those who follow the way of their haqq, the haqq of Allah, until the day of judgment. Ameen. Today, alhamdulillah, in the few minutes we have together, I'm going to try to share with you, probably for me, what has been the most important lesson from Islam for me. How I know that it maybe is not just a favorite set of phrases or ayat from the Quran, that is not just me, is because, according to what I read, Imam Shafi rahimahullah alayk said that there was nothing else revealed of the Quran except this. It would be enough to guide all of humankind to the straight path. In that surah, there is a phrase, not even the whole ayah, just a phrase that Allah repeats in the Quran over 24 times. When Allah repeats something, out of Allah's mercy, it's important. Many of you, I know, at Dar al-Hijra, those on the web watching us, alhamdulillah, but here, maybe Dar al-Hijra, the Islamic Center, we have maybe 37 different languages spoken in this masjid. Every people will tell you, whatever their language, that when their mother was trying to teach them a lesson, she would say it over and over and over again. The mother, she'll say, how many times do I have to tell you? Ali, clean your room. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. This is the mother. Because there's some hilm. There's something of a sustenance that the mother has, that out of the mercy Allah placed in her, she will tell you over and over again, reminding you, so that you will know what's important. Allah reminds us in the Quran this phrase, Inna ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Sheikh Al-Hanouti, rahimahullah alayk, he always reminds us when we think of Iman, not to think of Iman as faith. Because faith is something people can say that they have. I have faith in the Supreme Court that they'll make the right decision. That's not Iman. He says, Amin Iman is a relationship, a connection that you have with Allah that causes you to function in a certain way. Amilu Salihat. Deeds that are righteous. Let me give you the example of the mother. There's a child, they've been raised by their mother, they love their mother. And when their friends ask them to do something that would displease their mother, even though they may like it, they say, yeah, but if I get caught doing that, my mother will never forgive me. I know some men, they say, I want to marry a woman, but if my mother doesn't like her, I can't marry her because I don't want to displease my mother. There is, alhamdulillah, this connection. If we have this for our mothers, how much more to have that, not with the one who gave birth to us, but the one who created us. That connection, alhamdulillah, Iman. If that relationship is right, then alhamdulillah, everything is right. Then out of it will flow amal salihat, deeds, amal, actions that are pleasing to Allah. For many of us, maybe if we want to think about our actions, if they're rooted in Iman, then you should be able to see it. People should be able to tell you about it. This masjid is a masjid that I believe is really built on this concept of Iman and Amal. That our fundraising dinner, the theme this year is faith in action. Because, alhamdulillah, this is what Allah is calling on us to do in ayah after ayah after ayah. Now there's some masajid, I don't mean to hate on anybody. But I have observed that there are some masajid, they're only a place for sujood. While the people around them suffer. Allah reminds us in Surah Al-Ma'un that there are some people who they pray. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَّلِينَ woe to those people that they pray but they don't care about the affair of their neighbor. This masjid is not that masjid. This is a masjid, alhamdulillah, Allah calls us to establish it. We pray in it. We raise our children in it. We feed our neighbor in it. We take care of the homeless in it. We fight for civil rights and the civil liberties in this masjid. It is, alhamdulillah, the epitome of Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. How do we do it? We do it all together. For me, I believe that's part of why you see so many people at Dar al-Hijra. Because you can feel a sense that is not just a place for sujood. It's a place for Islam. It's a place for Muslims. It's a place for da'wah. That, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be a part of this jama'ah. That, alhamdulillah, we enjoin what is good and we forbid what is evil. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. Now many of you probably know myself and many others, we chose Islam. We weren't born Christian or Jew or Hindu or Buddhist. We were all born in the state of fitrah, purity, believing that somewhere there's something that created us. And we're going to commit our lives to reconnecting with Iman to the source that created us, Allah. But I can tell you, I grew up a Christian. I went to church almost every Sunday. Dr. Hassan, you probably don't know this. I used to sing in the choir, too. So I used to sit right behind the priest when he would lecture. You might ask, why? If you were so active in church, why did you become a Muslim? There are many, many reasons and many ways that people are guided by Allah. But one of the big elements that struck me is that when I met Muslims, Muslims would say to me what I was raised to believe, and then they would do it. I was raised, alhamdulillah, with the idea that all people before Allah, they're equal. No racism. But then when I would go to different churches, I would find racism. Go to one church, black church. Everybody in the church black. Black everything. Black Jesus, black God, everything. Is all the pictures black. You go to a white church, white Jesus, white angels, white God, everything white. You said, that can't be what the Bible is saying. Then you go to the masjid and you say, well, where's the picture of God? And they say, we don't have a picture of God. La sharika lahu. You'd be like, that's what the Bible was talking about. That's the iman that Allah put in us. When I went to the different religious groups, everybody was hung up on their own race. When I found the masjid, I found the diversity. I found people from all over the world, all bowing, all praying the way the Bible said you should be praying. I don't know if you heard me. When you are standing in salah, you are praying the way the Bible says Christians and Jews should be praying. In the book of Nehemiah 8, verse 6. Ezra raised hands to the Lord, the great God, and all of the people said, Amen. And then he bowed and prostrated with his face on the ground. Now, if you can imagine being a Christian, meeting Muslims, go to the masjid and see them do what the Old Testament said they should be doing, that Jesus in the New Testament fell on his face in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying to God. When we meet them and we talk about what we believe in, and then we do what the Bible, what the Quran says we should be doing, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. When we are saying we believe in diversity, you know, the preamble of the Constitution, all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator. And then you go and you see where they are, and then you say, wait a minute, there's not a whole lot of equality going on over here. And then you meet Muslims. And you see the Amal al-Salihat. Today I'm saying to you, part of why I became Muslim was not just because I had found the truth. Many of us, we embraced Islam so that we could join with other people to establish the remembrance of Allah the way Allah should be remembered. We became Muslim and join with other people who would fast the way the Prophet fasted. I want you to know we're in Lent right now, where the Christians are fasting. I love the fact that they have a period of Lent and they're fasting. I love it. Because Allah informed us in the Quran that Allah gave fasting to every people. But if you ask them, how do you fast? You ask 10 people, you get 15 different answers. Well, or more. Then you say to them, subhanAllah, fasting was prescribed for you as it was prescribed for you. كَمَا كُتِبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. SubhanAllah, to see people who say they believe in Allah and then they follow it in the example of the Prophet. They follow it exactly as the Quran gave the big outline. Fasting for so many days in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way the Prophet fasted. You can go anywhere in the world. Shiite, Sunni, Sufi, Hanafi, I don't care what you call them. When the Hilal of Ramadan comes, bam, everybody stop. Black, white, red, yellow, green, doesn't make any difference. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now is our challenge, I'm going to tell you right now. We're living in America. It's showtime. It's not enough to say that we practice Islam in America. We got to establish and maintain Islam in America. Not just for us, but to establish the institutions for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. I know some of you have the myth of return. I'm going back home one day and leave the rest of your family behind in America. Because trust me, if you're going back, they ain't going back. They were born here. They went to Jeb Stuart. They went to Bailey's Elementary School. They went to Williams, T.C. Williams. They parted this. And if you want to, alhamdulillah, figure out why Allah put you here, why Allah left some other people over there catching hell, and Allah spared you, it's because you're here for a reason. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. To do something. This weekend, we're having the fundraising dinner to support this masjid. And the amazing amazing work that is done by men and women in this institution on your behalf. They take your money and they convert it from dollars into deen. They take your dollar and they convert your dollar into amal salihat. They take $100 or $500, and on the day of judgment, you'll be like, wow, man, where did all of this come from? This khair is like a mountain. They say, oh, it came because from that money that you gave, they used to house homeless people. They used to feed hungry families. They used to fight for the freedom so that we could practice Islam in our children and our children's children's generation. That's what this fundraising dinner is about. It is not about the chicken, even though it's halal. It's not about the entertainment. It's not about dressing up. It's about coming, alhamdulillah, with something to give that will be for your dunya and your akhirah. It is our community. It's our masjid. But more than that, it is the mission given to us by our father and mother, Adam and Hawa, that we would take on our shoulders to be Khalifatullah fil ard. Not leaders of the earth, not rulers of the earth, but people who would have the obligation of establishing the deen of Islam from one generation to the next generation. That is our job, bi-idhnillah. May Allah make us successful. Allahumma fina min hadait. وعفينا في من عفيت وتولنا في من توليت. Oh Allah, guide us among those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, take us as a friend as you have taken the Anbiya Ibrahim alayhi salam as a friend. Oh Allah, help us, alhamdulillah, that you might preserve and protect and guide us and our families, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask that you grant us rizqun tayyibun, Ya Allah. Grant us a righteous income, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, strengthen us through these difficult days, Ya Allah. Profiling and Muslim ban and immigration. Ya Allah, open the door, alhamdulillah, of your mercy upon us. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, that you help us to stand for what is right. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, that you secure our families, subhanallah. Put love between our hearts during these difficult days, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with love and compassion. Oh Allah, love for you and love for each other, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, open the doors of guidance and forgiveness and mercy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, provide us, alhamdulillah, with dua, Ya Allah, for those who are suffering, Ya Allah, not only around the corner, but around the world. Oh Allah, help us to be among those who help. Oh Allah, help us to be among those who help. Oh Allah, help us to be among those people, alhamdulillah, that on the day of judgment, you will enter them with ma'abrar, with no interrogation, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, for peace for this world. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam wa tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Oh Allah, we ask for your mercy and your peace on the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam and on his family and on his companions and all of the anbiya, Ya Allah, and those who follow the way of your haq, Ya Allah, until the day of judgment. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfirukum, aqim salat.